This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today announced former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as the candidate for the vice presidential election from the India bloc. Announcing the decision at a press conference in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Kharge said that all opposition parties agreed that it is an ideological battle and that is why they are contesting. Congress President also informed that Mr. Reddy will file his nomination on the 21st of this month. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to all political parties, including the opposition parties, for unanimous election of NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of a special representatives dialogue on the boundary question between India and China in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and have been substantive. He also mentioned that both countries are grateful to their leaders who met in Kazan last October and set a new direction for the relationship. Mr. Doval expressed hope that 24th special representatives level talks would be equally successful. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in interest of the people of both sides. The Chinese Foreign Minister, who is on 2 days official visit to India, is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 3-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. The ministry further said that the two leaders will review the bilateral agenda and exchange views on regional and global issues. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced that Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan will be launched on 3rd of October this year. He said the campaign aims at promoting a direct interaction between farmers and agricultural scientists and it will continue till 18th of October. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Chauhan said during the campaign, thousands of scientists and agriculture department officials will travel to villages and interact with the farmers to apprise them about new technologies to boost food production. The Press Registrar General of India, Yogesh Baweja, has said that the Press Seva Portal has been introduced as a single window solution to simplify the registration process for newspapers and periodicals. He said the initiative will enhance transparency, speed up approvals and improve the ease of doing business for publishers and resolve the issues faced by publishers. He was interacting with the publishers at Vartalab, organized by the Press Information Bureau, Hyderabad, under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In Arunachal Pradesh, a series of sericulture awareness campaign in the state was launched at Linka village of Raksin Circle in East Siang district yesterday. Organized by the Central Muga Eri Research and Training Institute, Jorhat, the program is a part of the countrywide campaign initiated by the Ministry of Textile under its Mega Resam, Mera Abhiyan mission. The program aims to motivate Muga, Iri and silk rearers of the country. Two-time Olympian medalist Manu Bhakar has won 10-meter air pistol bronze at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. The Indian shooting star scored 219.7 to finish third behind Korea's Jin Yang and China's Qin Ke Ma. India has also clinched the bronze medal in the team event. The team comprising Bhakar, Suruchi Singh and Palak Gulia finished with 1730 points, 1 point behind the second place Republic of Korea and 10 points behind gold medalist China. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.